Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Southwest, the return of August 29th. How's it going? We got a couple of topics we're going to talk about today. The middleweight champ, he was locked in a race, N2O Charlie. Did not show up with his car, wasn't ready. But Charlie was there, but they were partnered up nonetheless. So what was the deal with that? Did they squash it? They're going to rerun? Should the middleweight champ forfeit his belt because the challenger did show up? We'll discuss that during this radio show. Also, the heavyweight champ, Charlotte, she can't be beat. She won't be beat. She has showed up every single time to do what she has to do and has gone from A to B. At first, people were like, oh, well, she reached cars that are broken and whatnot. But that's not the case. She proved herself this past race. She had an incident with the wall, repaired the car, got it to the track the following week, and defended her belt. She is the real deal. Charlotte will show up in the Beast and run you. No one can say anything about that lady anymore. She has proved herself. Also, we have a race coming up in Odessa, Texas. Birdman's going to be there. I think Monza and Doc are going to be there. Some races from El Paso are talking about they want to show up and go support them. They have said they want to come here and support us October 15th for the season finale. Jay Barnes will be in the house with his car. Shirtless Chad and Tony Bynes are working on a lockup. We'll see what happens with that. Chad's still finishing up what he got to do. That's a possibility of a race here in October. We got just a whole bunch of stuff going on. Let me open up some of these mics. 915-6782. Your mic is open. Welcome to the Trading Southwest Show. How are you doing today? If you guys want to talk, you're more welcome to. If not, just go on mute. 219-5285. Your mic is open. Welcome to Southwest Dredging. How are you doing today? We got 832-8472. Your mic is open. Welcome to Southwest Dredging. 915-2528.
Hello?
Welcome to Southwest Dredging. How's it going? 443-2720.
Hello?
Your mic's open. Welcome to Southwest Dredging. Hey, is this Charlotte?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Charlotte? You're on El Paso Dredging. How you doing? Good. I can barely hear you. You got a lot of background noise. How you doing tonight, champ?
I'm doing good, and you?
We're doing all right. You sound kind of far away. But we're doing good. Getting this show on the road. You're one of the topics of tonight.
Cool. I like being the top subject.
You show up and get it done every weekend. No matter what. When you're supposed to be out there, there you are, in full effect. No one can say anything about that. You've proven yourself. You hit a wall, you hit the wall off the track, got the car fixed in a week, showed up, and got it in.
Yeah.
Another topic. Say again, Charlotte?
Yeah, we worked real hard to get it back up to standards to go race that day.
Oh yeah. You know, we saw the pictures of you were really hustling, but you got it in. That was a really good job. Way to be a champ, Charlotte. That was good stuff. Now, also we had that race. Albert's supposed to race Charlie for the middleweight belt. Albert's car was not ready. He had just got out of the paint shop or whatever. And he showed up with Charlie, though, however, and they were partnered up tuning Charlie's car. Now, being that they locked in to a race for the middleweight belt, and that race didn't happen, we're just kind of confused about the situation. Should Albert have to give up the belt to Charlie, or did they just both decide to call it off? Or, like, we're kind of confused about that whole situation. Being that you are a belt holder, Charlotte, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I heard you, but Albert didn't show up with his car. Did he show up with another car?
No, he showed up with the challenger in the same car.
Okay.
They were buddied up, both working on the challenger's car. So he didn't show up.
Okay.
He showed up, but not with
the speeding ticket, huh?
Okay.
I'm going to switch my ear because I can barely hear you, okay? Let me hold on. Okay, so what did the drill? He said that Albert didn't show up. He's part of the thing. Yeah, you guys got some petrol going on over there. I think that he had a shelter.
So yeah, people were asking
okay,
about
guys.
That, like,
can...
And he had asked it a long time ago. He should have got that squared away.
What was wrong? Why? Okay, so because he was speeding, but it was because his name went on the registration, or is it because he ain't got a license?
He ain't got no license.
Yeah, that was a.
Call
432-1560, your mic's open.
The show is coming.
And that was a focus of the discussion being that everyone's been asking me about what's the deal with that. What's your opinion, Charlotte?
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can
hear you.
Okay.
He's in an accident.
I know.
I didn't even know he was in an accident. Mm-hmm. Y'all busted up.
Ain't that talking about my brother?
Man.
Hey, don't got some background noise going on. If you're not.
What? No.
Lady hit him. He hit the lady, whatever.
Hey, Charlotte, you there?
I'm here.
So, what is your opinion on that?
Oh, you just showed up. If you didn't show up, you don't get no bell.
So you think your opinion is he should have to give it up to the challenger because the challenger was there?
Yep.
I understand that point of view too. What happens if the challenger does not want it and wants to race for it?
Do
you think that should matter or not if they're already locked in?
But then if they both agree to that, then they let them ride each other.
Going at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, we don't know what they agreed to. They're just kind of there, didn't say anything about the whole situation. So we just kind of need clarification on that.
Right. I've already been there and done that.
Think you could do that?
Right.
5 in the morning.
Right. When I ran, the dude I was going to run wanted my belt. Well, I showed up. And then they didn't show.
Paul Kelly found out what they wanted to do.
Oh, that's true. And you showed up.
I showed up, so I get to keep that belt.
Now, Charlotte, is there anybody that you're concerned about calling you out for your title? Is there anybody that you see kind of hiding in the bushes waiting to call you out that you're a little concerned about or you don't really?
Yeah. Nah, I
don't like anybody. It doesn't matter who.
Well, you don't really have a choice.
I don't know. We got one Greg Inc. event left this season, Charlotte. At the rate you're going, I don't know if anyone's going to beat you. You're going to be the defending champ for a whole
right?
year.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's good. Hey, that if it works out that way, it works out there. That's awesome. I mean, you only got one race left. So how many rod races do you have left?
After this weekend, I got one more.
Oh, so you got one more Dredge Ink race and one more rod race after this weekend?
Yeah. I think it's at the end of September.
Okay. Well, I hope you do well over there at Rod's also.
Me too.
That'd be cool. And then we got one race for you left here. But you know, Charlotte, no one's called you out yet. No one's officially called you out.
Yep, nobody's called me out yet.
I think they're all scared of the champ. you put it in. You get work done when you go out there, and you make it happen every time.
Yeah, well, we're making a lot of power on the wagon right now, so.
Exactly.
We'll see who'll be coming. We got some heavy hitters coming on this coming weekend for Rod. So, you know, so we'll see if maybe one of those boys might be calling me out.
Yeah, you never know. They just need to know what they need to do to make it official and get it in. I mean, like, it's exactly like Doyle did. He called you out officially, and that was a race. So
yep,
we got another. No, go ahead, Charlotte.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that was a race with Hellboy, but he's got some motor issues he's got to fix.
Yeah, he needed a. Maybe you guys will get that in a little bit later on. He's back up and running. Who knows? 915-2797. Your mic is open. Welcome to Dredge Ink Southwest.
How are you?
Go ahead. How you doing? We're on the line with the defending heavyweight champ, Charlotte and the Beast, going over her record for this season, undefeated in Dredge Ink. So you got one more race left with Dredge Ink this season in the Southwest. See if she can maintain that streak. She can travel wherever she wants in the United States with Dredge Ink if she so desires to. She doesn't have to stay in the Southwest. She can travel wherever she wants and go play around. We're trying to get Odessa on board. They got some really fast cars over there, and they have a pretty nice track. I've been to it. It's a cool track. It has a good vibe. It's a nice little track. So we're trying to get some cross racing from racers from El Paso to go to Odessa, from Odessa to come here. We've had confirmation of a few of their bigger name racers in Odessa. They're going to show up in El Paso. So on October 15th, that's going to be our last race for Dredge Ink for 2016. October 15th, we'll have Jay Barnes to bring his car from Georgia. The Dredge will return. King B will be here in his car. We have the champ, Charlotte, with the Beast. May or may not be there, depending if someone calls out or not. You never know. She's not locked into anybody as of yet. No one's locked in with her. Casey Overton from Odessa has mentioned he wants to lock in with the middleweight champ in Southwest Dredge Ink. We just kind of don't know who that is at the moment either. LZ06 or N2O Charlie. I wish they would call him and let us know what their deal was with that. Is Albert still the belt holder, or did Charlie go ahead and take that from him? So we need to know what's going on with that. The Odessa racers, you know, they mentioned they want to come down here and run a streetcar shootout. Casey wants to make a run for the middleweight belt, which is good. If the belt winds up going back to Odessa, well then, hey, if the middleweight belt is ever to return to El Paso, we got to travel there wherever they decide they want to race for it. So that's what's going on. We have some good dredge races. We have basket cases and cheap bills. This past Saturday, cheap bills. Last Saturday. Cheap Drills won that one. We had Cheap Drills versus Two Legit. through the jet through space on cheap grills. That was pretty heavy duty. Then we had N2O Charlie step up and race the Grudge from Houston. And let me tell you, Charlie's little street car made that a race.
Yeah.
He made that a freaking race. That was holy crap. For a street car to hang with that car like that, that was pretty impressive. The Beast Charlotte showed up, made her victory pass. Her opponent couldn't make the bell, couldn't make the call. So that was that. She did a victory lap, put on a little show for the crowd real quick, defended her belt once again. We had John Brown from, or Mike Brown from Detroit show up and wrecked the bracket class, take that money back to Detroit. Lucifer took on, I believe it was Mad Hat Max. Lucifer came out with a win on that. Then we had the Enforcer run the Phantom. It seemed like it was a 2 out of 3. Enforcer took that. So we had some good races. Not the turnout we had wanted, but it was okay. All the racers that showed up, we appreciate your support. Same thing with the spectators. October is the season finale. It's going to be big. Right now, Jay Barnes is working on getting shirtless Chad locked up with Tony Bynes from Primetime out of Georgia to meet in El Paso at the halfway point between Georgia and California. That's going to be a big, big money race. They want to lock up 1,000 on 3,000. That's what's been talked about, but we'll see that's happening. They're in negotiations right now. Also, like I said, Jay Barnes is bringing his car from Georgia. Looking for action. Anybody on a small tire, big block, or maybe some of you big tire cars, you never know. That thing's pretty beast. I don't think the Grudge wants any part of that car. I was talking to Bruce about that. He wasn't really feeling it. He's like, no, I don't want that car. I was like, oh, that right. So that's what's going on. Manny Grotto got himself another ride. So we'll see if he can dial that one in. I guess people are just changing up the cars to compete with you, Charlotte.
Yeah, we'll see if Manny can, what he can do this weekend, because he's going to Rod's this weekend. So we'll see what that boy can do.
Yeah, with an untested car, as far as him driving it goes, we'll see what it does.
Yep, we'll break him in real quick there, Rod.
That's right. Either he'll go down the track or he'll have a learning curve because October's going to come quick. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? We'll have to find out at Rod's, I guess.
Yeah, we heard the chief kind of gave him a little paddling, too.
Oh, yeah? So, well, you know, Charlotte, I mean, that's cool. You run Rod's, too. So you're always getting your setup dialed in, and you've been really putting some passes on that car this season. Between two racing series you're running, you've been really putting some miles on that thing.
Oh yeah, we put a new PSI blower on the car, so we've been having issues getting it dialed in because it's just making a tremendous amount of horsepower. But I think we've got it dialed in now, so we'll see what we do this weekend.
Yeah, you're dialing in as far as putting it the power to the ground.
Yeah, well, we're making so much power, we got to be taking some away to get that car down. What?
Have you ever ran at that track in a Pinwheel? Charlotte,
oh,
Odessa,
yeah.
Have you ever ran at that track?
Yeah, I ran there last year.
Oh, really? What do you think of their track?
The track is awesome. It launches really good. But the people there are the most gracious people you'd want to meet. The fans just love everybody. They're real down-to-earth home people. And the track looks good. Let's see, Robert Costa from Rods. I think when we went there last year, I think he laid down a 4:30 pass down that track. Easy. You know, that track holds really good. So So you guys will have fun when you all go there.
Yeah, I went there for that fundraiser they had when their tower burnt down. And that was a pretty cool track. They had some pretty cool cars out there. And even they were running a no prep event. And the track was still hooking. People were getting wheel stands and all kinds of stuff. So it was a nice track.
Yeah,
go down there and play around.
They got some fast rides there because they got, you know, they got guys coming from San Antonio and Dallas and stuff. So, yeah, you guys will have fun.
Yeah, Birdman's going to be there. So that would be pretty cool to see. That car is like the man to beat in the no-prep world. So that would be a cool car to see. That close.
Yeah,
I saw him in Dallas, but the bleachers are so far away from the track. Look kind of small, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So this will be a lot more up close and personal at the Odessa track.
Yeah, that's cool, huh? And that race is in October, too, at Odessa?
No, September 30th.
Oh, okay, cool.
September 30th, yeah. So, and when's the next Roz race? Isn't it coming up pretty soon?
There's the Roz race is this weekend on Labor Day weekend. We got Friday night qualifying. Yeah, we got two passes Friday night and one qualifying pass on Saturday, and then our elimination. And we've got 14 cars set up for Roz this weekend.
I wish it more of them had showed up for the Roz event here.
Pardon?
I wish more of them had showed up for the event here.
Yeah, we got. There were a lot of breakers. I think we got five.
Yeah.
Well, when
it was cool, the guys that did show up.
Yeah. And this time they've got a couple of guys from Denver coming in. We've got a guy by the name of Kelly Harvey with a blown Willys, which is badass, right? We haven't seen him for a while, right? But he's coming this weekend. There's a new car, 69 twin turbo car I heard's coming. I think he's from Colorado too. Let's see, we got Robert Casa, we got Lyle showing up, Gordy. Got his car running. We've got
somebody getting ready.
we got
yeah,
two turbo trucks. What?
Yeah, you guys got a big field.
No. Oh yeah, right.
Charlotte. What do you think about having a big tire class next season in Grudge Inc., but the stipulations of the like the rules of the class being a steel body. Like you can have fiberglass doors, fenders, but the body itself has to be steel.
Well, that sounds cool. I would fit right in because that's my ride.
Well, you know what I mean? What? The reason I say this is because there's like to separate the full-blown pro mods from the steel body cars. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's kind of a big... That's a big advantage pro mods have, I think, on that end, because they're a lot lighter. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
they're a lot lighter.
You know, they're a lot lighter, right? You know, my car is probably one of the heaviest cars in the field at 3,000 pounds. So.
Oh yeah, you got pro mods running around Grudge Inc. that weigh like 2,400 pounds.
Yeah.
The same tower you're making.
Yeah. So that's why it makes me feel really good when I can keep right up with them knowing how much I weigh, huh?
Yeah, I know, because that's like you're giving up a lot. Because how many steel body cars are in Ross? You got yours. I think Manny's new Camaro is a steel body. Who else? Gordy King, his is a steel body, isn't it?
I don't know. His might be all fiberglass, like our 97 Camaro. It's all fiberglass. So I think Gordy's is all fiberglass. What do you think, Albert? Yes?
Okay.
We're not sure, you know, but like Costa's, his is all fiberglass.
That's a
problem. I don't know about LeBate's twin turbo truck. His might, you know, his might have the steel body with fiberglass clips on it, huh?
Because I know Costa's car, that's a pro mod. Like, that is the definition of a pro mod. Him and Lyle's car are pro mods.
Yeah. Costa's car used to belong to Joe Lapone, huh? So that's a badass working car. You know, Joe Lapone was a well-known pro stock driver and tuner, huh? So.
Yeah, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah.
He was really big in the 80s.
Yep, he was real big in the 80s, huh? And before Robert bought it from him, he was running Pro Mod, and I think he won almost every event he went to. So that's a good working car.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen it run in person, but that's what everybody said about him. That thing really hauls the mail.
Yeah, and then we all know Lyle's car, you know. The car
just gets faster and straight as a narrow.
Oh, yeah, every time
he goes out. Yeah, he just picks up and picks up and picks up. So I wonder when it will stop picking up.
Yeah, well, we'll see if he runs Tree Man, right? That'll be a really good race, huh?
Yeah, I know. The last Ross race, you did well in Albuquerque, too.
Yep.
Did you end up in the final or something?
Oh, yeah. I was in the finals with him, but, you know, Lyle's just kicking everybody's butt, huh?
Yeah. 301-7199. Your mic's open. Welcome to Southwest Reggie. On the phone with the champ, Charlie, drives a beast wagon. Talking about racing here in the Southwest. I was going over the Rod series. Something got going on over here. But yeah, so if you want to do the finals, that just kind of, how did that even happen? We had posted one day that you didn't make the field or something. The next day, you're like, I'm in the finals. I was like, what the heck just happened?
Oh, yeah, well, we were having, like I said, we put that new PSI on, and I was just blowing the tires off. And I didn't make the field, but then a couple of guys broke, so then I got into the field, and then one of my tuners besides my husband, Crazy Al, I mean, he just started, he just knows how to tune my ride, right? And it just started hauling ass, right? Then we got into the files with Lyle, but then we had the reverse gear where what was it, a clip broke? And I couldn't get it into reverse, right? So there that went, huh? And I think that day we would have been right alongside Lyle, huh?
Well, that was pretty impressive, Charlotte. That was really impressive.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna let you guys go because I gotta get up for work early, right? I really appreciate the invite, you know, and you find me somebody to hook up with in October, okay?
All right, gotcha.
Okay, you all take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Charlotte. All right, that was the heavyweight chat here at Southwest Grudging. Thanks for having her on the show. Yeah. I don't even know if anybody's going to be able to mess with that lady the rest of the season because only one Grudging race left. No one's called her out. You know she's going to show up and get it in. Streetcar action we have going on around here in the Southwest. We had a whole slew of nitrous small block radial cars starting to emerge here in the Southwest, in El Paso specifically. We got Too Legit. He was nitrous. I think he's going turbo at this point. We got Basket Case from Southwest Street and Strip, a nitrous small block LS car on a radial automatic. Then you got Cheap Thrills, Nitrous Small Block on the radio. They got Mike Coleman coming out. Nitrous Small Block Mustang. There's just a whole lot of them coming out. You got some of the guys also that are running, that are normally bracket racers, stepping into the Grudge Racing ranks and making a name for themselves locally. One in particular is the Enforcer, driven by Rene Ramos. Big-time bracket racer in 2014, or in 2015 also. Always at all the events, going rounds. Every bracket race that we've had, he's always been in the final or semi. The guy went rounds. And this season, he's recently transitioned into Grudge Racing, changing his racing program. He had a little rough start at the beginning of the season, but he has sorted that thing out, and it's really picked up. I don't think he's bracket raced once this year. It's just been no time all season. As far as I can remember, right now he is 1-1. Dave Noel got on at the beginning of the season when he was still sorting out his car, and now he has it pretty dialed in. He went, I think, 3-0 with the Phantom 2 Saturdays ago at our Dredging event. So the Enforcer is a car that you guys need to look out for. Small block, small tire. As of now, naturally aspirated, all motor. So he's an up-and-coming. He's always looking for a race. Then you got the Hunt Boys and their big tire Nova. Big block, steel body car. That's another... It's another group you got to look for. There's been talk back and forth between the Enforcer, Rene Ramos, and Texas Tornado, Michael Hunt, for a possible lock-in for October 15th. I think there'd have to be something given in that race personally, being that the Texas Tornado is a big tire, big block car, and the Enforcer is a small block, small tire car. I don't know how they're going to negotiate that race, but I would say, give the small tire car, I wouldn't say the wheel. I'm not a big fan of the wheels. I mean, I don't think they're that far off. I'd say at least give them the hit in small block, go motor to motor, and see what happens. Because, I mean, the Texas Tornado, that's a fast car. I mean, that's a fast all-motor Nova. That thing rolls out. And as of recently, the Enforcer has picked up his game. I mean, he found magical power in that car about a week out of the race on August 20th, and that car really picked up. He whooped on a big-tire, big-block car, so that's pretty impressive for a small-block, small-tire car. Both of them actually aspirated, so I'd like to see that race in October. We'll see if they can make it happen, what the stipulations are going to be. I would say give the Enforcer the hit. They say I'm not a huge fan of giving someone a wheel. That makes the track shorter. But definitely give that Enforcer the hit. That'd be a good one. Also, I'd like to see the Enforcer race Dave Noel again. But Dave hurt his motor, I guess, a couple weekends ago, so he's in the process of getting that back together. I don't even know if he'll make it. By the end of the season, he hurt it pretty bad. Also, Shirtless Chad's in the process of getting his car back together. Try to make it down here in October. That would be, he needs a lot of work to do. He switched cars altogether. So that's a lot of stuff that needs to go on with that. Like, he needs to put a floor in it and wire it and all kinds of stuff. But there is talk of him, I'm sure it's Chad and Tony Bynes, locking up $1,000 aside lock-in, $3,000 aside race for El Paso October 15th. That would be huge. They're in the process of negotiating that right now. I'll warn that pretty quick here. Jay Barnes, the man, is coming in his freaking Mustang. Like, that's happening. That gigantic big block, nitrous small tire Mustang, he's bringing it here. Who he's going to lock in with, I have no idea. I can't think of anybody around here that wants some of that in their life. Because that car is, I mean, that guy probably has to just go mess with some of the big tire cars. It's supposed to be pretty nasty. I've heard a rumor about grudge cars being made here in El Paso. Been hearing these rumors all year long. All year long. We've heard, I know Orange Juice was working on his motor. He says he has it, going to have it ready pretty quick here. So we'll see. You have Joe Pena getting a Camaro together. And word on the street is that thing's going to be wrecking everybody on a small tire in the Southwest. Like, no one's going to have anything for them. Well, that's a pretty bold statement, being that we have a lot of dudes from out of town show up here, and a lot of the cars from El Paso are pretty freaking quick, as we all found out when Charlie erased the grudge. I mean, his street car hung with that, the grudge, for a pretty good minute there. Lucifer, let's talk about that car. Yes, he's already dogging on that car. He just kept pushing. Keep getting faster. Now I think that car is something to be reckoned with. You can't just walk all over that car. It's really picked up a lot. It's only a 4-speed car running around here like that, so that's all right. I think Enforcer on gas versus Lucifer on gas would be a good race. I'd go with Enforcer on that just because it's lighter and automatic. I'd have to go with Enforcer on that one for sure. Towards the end of the season, hopefully in October, we'll see how it pans out. Chief Drills is going to be looking for some of the Enforcer. We'll see how that pans out. The Enforcer on the motor, Chief Drills on the bottle. Is that the yakking and whacking you're talking about? Yakking and whacking? So, I'd like to see that race happen. Heads up, Enforcer on the motor, Chief Drills on the bottle. Be good, because you got a lighter weight vehicle being the Enforcer versus a heavier vehicle, drag radial to slick. Like, that'd be good. I'd like to do that one heads up. Let's see if we can get Renee to agree to that in October. See what we want to do on that one. But I'd like to try it. I would like to try that one myself. So you always got to step up. Enforcer is no slouch, so I don't think Chief Drills has anything for the Enforcer on the motor. I really doubt it. But I think on the bottle would be good. Unless the Enforcer's on the bottle by then boss name model, it won't matter. But, yeah.
Oh, my
God. So, possibilities for the 15th of October, we got Hunt and the Enforcer. That's a possibility. Enforcer and Chief Drills, possibility. Shirtless Chad and Tony Bynes, possibility. No one's called Charlotte out. Casey Overton from Odessa has said he's coming down here to take the middleweight belt back to Odessa. That's not an official lock-in yet. So, you know, we're still, you know, more than 45 days away from that race.
Yeah.
More than 50 days away from that race. So we'll see what happens between then and there. Orange Juice hasn't called no one out, but I'm pretty sure he's just going to be testing into the car as a new setup. They got to get used to driving it. That's always a big deal when you increase power as much as they have, just to get back in the car that you haven't driven in like a year and first time out make a killer pass. That's pretty hard to do. That's about it, really, as far as races I can think of. I guess I'll make it official, though, man. Chief Fields watching on the Enforcer October 15th. I don't want that guy to be dodging me or looking around hiding in the bushes. I think Chief Fields wants on the Enforcer on the 15th. I want to go ahead and lock that one in. Heads up, bottle small block street car to all motor race car. If we want to do nitrous to nitrous, that's fine. I want the hit, being my car is smaller motor, hit and heavier. I want the hit at least. But I'll make that one official. I want to get some of that enforcement. We've been running around here beating on people too much lately. Got to try to calm him down a little bit. Going around beating down on big block, big tire cars like it's no big deal. So a good kill, a good win for the enforcer is going to be the Texas Tornado. The enforcer pulls that one off. That's a big step up. That car is a big, big block, big tire. So the enforcer gets that one. I mean, that's pretty legit. That's pretty big deal right there. I'd ride with the enforcer on that one. Because Renee, he's been known when he has to do it, cut a light on somebody and outrun them. He's been known to do that. During testing him, yeah, he's playing around. He's not too serious on the tree, but come kill time, I've seen that guy cut a light on somebody and outrun him. I've seen him do it. He did it to the Phantom all day on the 20th. So I'd go with the enforcer on that one. That's a tall order for the enforcer, being that Nova is really quick. Texas Tornado is real quick. Big, big block. Big tire, but I think the enforcer on some gas got that one. I want to try to roll with the enforcer. If I can that car ain't slow, so we'll see what's up. Manny Grotto is his turbo car. He just got that thing. He has yet to make a pass in it. He has to do chassis cert in the next couple weeks. That car is supposed to be pretty hardcore and legit. Twin turbo big block. Big tire. He is talking about on the 15th when he is at the track. He wants to race the fastest guy on the property that day. Whether it be Lyle, whether it be Jay Barnes, whether it be Tony Bynes, whoever. Manny has said on the 15th he wants the fastest man on that property. So that would be something to see. I'm just wondering how that car's gonna run. I mean, twin turbo. I think that car is out of Alabama, from what he said. So that's gonna be a good one. Small tire action. I don't see anybody locally. I mean, who do we got small tire that's running a turbo or a supercharger? Let's see. We got the two Corvettes. We got Mike Brown in the Trans Am, and I think that sums it up. Kemma in the Mustang, that's a 5-speed. So I see the middleweight belt staying here for a while unless someone is building something out there that we don't know about yet. I don't see anybody beating either one of those two Corvettes in here anytime soon. Not locally, anyway. Because those things are just in a league of their own. In the steel body rank, naturally aspirated nitrous, we got a whole grip of guys. Got a small tire. Like the Mike Coleman, you got Cheap Thrills, you got Basket Case, you got Too Legit. Once the enforcer gets the bottle on, you gotta mess with that guy because that guy's not going to be no joke. So it's starting to grow, the small block, small tire nitrous cars are starting to grow. They're starting to get a lot of them. It doesn't got to be a street car. Small block, small tire, nitrous. No aftermarket blocks, no factory blocks. That's gonna be a tight class. Cause you got a bunch of these little nitrous Mustangs running around here getting all crazy. I heard rumors of Walter. He's building himself a pretty legit nitrous small block Mustang. So I'll see if that thing debuts this season. That's gonna be a guy you gotta worry about. I'm getting to the point now with small tire cars here. If you're not running a power adder, you're not going to have much success because everybody's spraying or everybody's turboed. So if you start messing around with small tire guys around here, you definitely need a power adder. You need nitrous minimum. I mean, You gotta be in it to win it. I think the next time out for the enforcer is gonna be the 15th of October. He's trying to get his nitrous program together on that car, and that's gonna be one you wanna look out for. Like I said, Renee, he'll cut a light on you. You think he's half stepping it in time trials, and then when it comes time to do it to it, that guy cut a light on you and leave you there. So that's gonna be a guy to look out for. Once that car's nitrous program sorted out, I see him being a contender in the nitrous small block class. I see Walter being a strong contender. Too legit. That Mustang's faster every time he come out. That car is faster. In case the guy needs to do some tuning, that car should be a force to reckon with. Cheap Thrills would probably be at the bottom of that ladder. Need to do a lot of stuff. That's a stock motor, and I think he needs to step up his game, or else he's not going to do a whole bunch of nothing. But yeah, it's stepping up. Jay's already making the flyer for the October 15th race. So that'll be cool. See who we got on the line. Just buzzed in. 803-5093. You are on the line. Welcome to El Paso Grudge Inc. Southwest. We're talking about racing here in the Southwest. What's going on? What has been going on? Odessa's having a race September 30th. That's a Friday. They got Birdman showing up. They got Doc. They got Monza. And you got the local badass from Odessa. You got Casey Overton, Travis, all Allen, all those guys. Andy Willoughby. Those dudes are all out of control. They've been doing a lot of no prep racing, so they haven't been quite making it to El Paso for our races, because I've been planning our races during no preps, because stuff's been fucking up a little bit. I'm going to kick that my planning races on other races so we get better turnout. But yeah, it'll be good. I'm trying to travel to Odessa for that race on the 30th. I was talking to the enforcer. He is entertaining the idea of making a trip down there and getting it in. That gives him 30 days to get that nitrous program of his squared away. Says, I represent El Paso. Lexan Windows. If any of my listeners are listening, Lexan Windows. I have a racer in desperate need of a Lexan window to be made for a, I think it's a 63, 64 Nova. I forget exactly what year the enforcer is, but he needs a Lexan window. He needs one made. So drop him a message on Facebook, Renee Ramos, or message me. We can get that taken care of so you can see where the hell he's going. Right now he just floors that damn thing and hopes it goes straight. He can't see anything up that front window. Just a big no time and that's it. So let us know. Let one of us know about that. Lyle has said he's going to call out Charlotte. Lyle has yet to call out Charlotte. That has not happened. They have not locked in. Manny said he wants to call out Charlotte, and he has not locked in either. So we need to see what's going on with that, because, I mean, you know that lady's going to show up. You know she's going to put her money up. You know she's going to race. She's approved it all season long. She had a race with post-race El Peligroso for the belt, being a season. She showed up. El Peligroso was broken and handed over the belt to Charlotte. Then Charlotte had a race with Doyle Story the first time. Doyle wasn't ready. Car wasn't ready. Charlotte took that win. Then she raced El Peligroso again. That was the race with a lot of, let's say, skepticism about it. Should she have waited for him longer in the water box to make it a race, or was her race, she was scared of Manny, just went down the damn track, didn't want to have to race him, didn't want to run him back that night? So that was that race kind of left a sour taste in people's mouth about Charlotte and her racing program, saying that she only beats people because they break. Well, then Charlotte goes and hits the wall the week before the Grudge Inc. race and then fixes the car, shows up, and defends her title. That right there proved all the naysayers wrong. Charlotte is legit. She overcame a wreck into a wall, showed up, and went down the damn track and defended her belt. So it is what it is. The night she hit the wall, she was saying that she wanted to be ready. She wanted out of the race. I was like, no, you need to wait. I think you're going to be ready. It doesn't look that bad. She was all kind of flustered, but that was the night of the race. Come Monday, my car's already at a chassis shop to make sure it was sorted out. They kind of patched the car together well enough to make it down the track, and they showed up and handled their business. We're going to make sure that's going to happen. A nice small block, factory block, small block, small tire.
Okay.
Firewall, stock location, steel body. There's so many of these cars coming up. It does not have to be a street car. I'm just saying, it does not have to be a street car.
Yeah.
So all these bracket guys are trying to make the transition to grudge racing. All you small block, small tire guys.
Don't be chillin'.
This class is going to be for you guys and all you really fast street small block nitrous guys. This class is for you too. We already got one bracket racer that has come into the grudge rank and started making moves and getting races in. So there's probably gonna be more to follow after his lead, I would think. I'd like to see the Corderos get out there and do something with one of their cars, their Chevelle or something, make a little 8-mile car, nitrous. Dave Noel, that'd be cool if he did it. We'll see, because he had a pretty catastrophic failure with the motor out. That's going to take a minute to recover from. So we'll see what's up with that. But, yeah, there is definitely a few guys coming from the bracket ranks into grudge racing. The standout that's done that so far this year is the Enforcer. He was pretty solid in the bracket racing, and this year, bam, grudge racing. And he's going to get it. He was hurt. He wasn't hurt at the beginning of the season. They had a problem that they didn't know existed, and they just found it out before the 20th of August. They went all season like that, and now that car has really stepped up. So, there's people coming from the bracket ranks that are running no time and getting it in. Porsche is one of the ones you got to worry about. A Texas Tornado, I don't remember the last time they bracket raced that Nova. They've been going no time since last year in that car, as far as I know. But those are like the only ones from the bracket ranks that have made the leap into grudge racing that have been pretty successful at it. Of the two, the Enforcer has been a little bit more successful. He's the only loss he had against, like I said, was like another small tire, small block. Dave Noel beat him. But that would be a good rerun. Now that Enforcer's got his program together, his engine program together, that would be a good rerun if Dave can get that car back together. I'd like to see that one, and I'd go to the Golden Enforcer on that one, because that race wasn't, I don't even think there was space, a gap on that race. So when Dave beat Enforcer, I don't even think Dave gapped him. So I'd say this time around, it would be Enforcer with space, at least half a car, easy. In front. These are about people calling in. A lot of guys just listening, which is cool. You hear something that you need to address, go ahead and chime in. Say your piece. That's what this radio show is for. If I open your mic, you don't want to talk, you don't got to hang up. Just stay on mute and listen to the show. 586-4403. You're on Goods Inc. Southwest. Welcome to the show. If you got something to say, go ahead and say it. If not, just kick back and listen to the show, what we got going on over here. Friday nights at the track in El Paso, they get pretty off the chain. There's a lot of hard tire cars that go. So you guys in the higher powered cars on slick, it behooves you to show up early and get your test and tune in early before all the hard tire cars kind of chew up the prep. Recently, the track's been hooking well into the night. I'm talking 11, 12 o'clock at night. That track's still hooking pretty good. The Motorflex stays up on their prep. They are pretty solid. Like, they know what they're doing. They got nice equipment out there. So if you need to get some test and tune in before, or if you're going to travel somewhere and race and just want to get some hits in locally, that track on Friday nights is good. All you high-powered cars, you might want to do that early on in the evening. And that way you can get some good data on the track works for you. This weather we've been having lately has been out of control. Out of control. Every time we have a race, it freaking rains or the wind happens. And all week long prior to that, nothing happens. Come race day, the sky falls out. All season long, the only race that had great weather that I can remember was the race we had in March 26th of this year, the first Grudge Inc. race of the season. That was the only one that I can remember that had awesome weather the whole race. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know why it's been like that lately, but it just has. We have the phones jumping around over here. 915-1085, I'm going to open your mic. Welcome to the show. If you got something to say, say it. If not, just lay back and kick it.
Otter.
Yo.
What's up, Otter? LZ06.
Hey, what's up, Al? We were just talking about you earlier.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in. I was driving back from Deming, so my phone was cutting in and out.
Oh, right on. So here's a topic of discussion. We got like 2 minutes left of the show, though. But, what's the deal with you and Charlie in that race? Now, normally,
all right,
that situation, you have to hand over the belt, but you two were there together,
okay.
So what's the deal with that?
Okay, my car wasn't ready, and Charlie said, you know what, bro? I need you to help me dial in my car anyway. So we were dialing in his car. I want his car 100% when he races. He wants my car 100% when we race. We want to put on a good show for everybody. Charlie doesn't want me to hand over the belt. If he did, I would have given it to him. Not what he wants. He wants to race for it, and I want to race for it as
well.
I haven't
figured out something like
yet.
That. Yeah, because we're just kind of wondering about it. You guys aren't saying anything, so I don't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, that's where it's at. Charlie wants to race for it. I want to race for it. We want to put on a good show for the spectators. When it goes, it's going to go down in October. When it goes down, it's going to be a hell of a race. Both cars are going to be dialed in and turned up.
Okay, so you guys are going to be ready then for October 15th.
Yeah, we are.
Is that going to be you guys are racing?
Do what?
You guys will be racing for the belt, because we've had word.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to race for the belt.
Wants to call you out for the belt.
Well, Charlie and I were talking about it. I mean, I don't know. Charlie said, hey, you know what? He's willing to do a round robin, and whoever comes out on top will race me.
That's an awesome idea. I am all for that. That will work.
I mean,
before the show cuts off, we got about a minute left. Thanks for coming on and telling the fans what the deal was.
Yeah, well, no, sorry. I wish I could have called in earlier, man, but like I said, I was driving in from Deming and my phone was cutting. I had a lot of dead spots.
Well, that's cool, man. Thanks for letting the fans know what's going on and the racers know what's going on. I'll make sure to inform everybody else on the page that was y'all's decision, and we'll roll with that. It's not a problem.
Right on. So, like I said, I wish I could have called in earlier and clarified things. Oh, I should have called you earlier and clarified things, but that's pretty much where we're at.
All right, well, cool, man. And then a round robin on October 15th, the middleweight belt winner gets to challenge you.
That'll work with me, and like I said, I talked to Charlie about it. He's all for it. He's not going to be ducking anybody. He's ready.
All right. Well, we're about 3 seconds out before the show ends, so thanks for coming on to El Paso Grudge Inc. We'll see you guys next week. I want to thank Charlotte, the champ, for being on the show. I want to thank Al Z06, middleweight champ, for being on the show, saying his piece and clarifying that for all the fans. See y'all next week. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, hey, hey.